We thank you this morning for your great faithfulness to us. Lord, we're so thankful that in every aspect of our walk on this narrow way, we see the faithfulness of our loving Savior. Oh God, sometimes we have to confess where we lose sight of things. But every time we look at it hard and fast, you're there, your hand is there, and you're faithful and true. Morning by morning. And we thank you for this. We thank you this morning, Lord God, for the work you're doing in the village.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you that you are doing a great work.
And how
important it is to you. And Lord, we pray, God, that you'll perfect that which concerns every one of those villager girls. You know all about them, Lord. You know their need. You know those that have not yet opened their hearts to receive you. We pray, Father, you'll break through. Oh, knock hard on their heart's door, we pray. You're faithful and true. You're the Alpha and Omega. And we pray, God, that you'll awaken them. We pray for those, Lord, that are here that know you, but yet, Lord, are held back for some reason. And we think of the older girls. We pray, Father, that you'll meet them mightily and spoil them from this world and keep them for yourself, pure and true and holy. Why not? Lord, do a work through the Holy Spirit. We put our prayers to this. We call on your name, O Lord Jesus, that you'll do this work. And we ask, God, for those cottagers. Lord, you brought them here for a reason, a specific reason. Lord, to know you. To know you. And to know your resurrection. To know that you live and reign. And do that work. Encourage these counselors, Lord. We beseech you, O God, to accomplish all that's in your great heart, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'd like to read a psalm to us in the beginning of this time together. If you want to follow along with me, it's Psalm 95. Sometimes this is known as a psalm that is a call to worship. You ready to worship the Lord this morning? Are you ready for that? Or is it just that's what we do here at camp? And all right, sometimes you get tempted to just do church. That's what you do. It's Sunday, you get dressed, and you go to church, and at Sunday, that's what you do. And if you are so inclined, I hope you are, you do Sunday night. But God never asked us to do church. He asked us to be church. And I like to remind our folks, as I like to remind myself, that worship isn't about me, it's about Him, isn't it? It's worship is worshiping Him, our great God. And let's take a look at this psalm in the beginning of our time here this morning. It says, Psalm 95, it says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord." You know, I always wanted to be a great singer, and I astound myself. And I confound others. You know, I love music. I love music. And I'm not going to go into this big long story, but I was blessed when I was about 35 with a woman who got the light that I should learn the trumpet. The problem was I didn't have that light. And soon she was to find out that she might have had the light, but I didn't have the skill. But she did teach me trumpet, and what a blessing it was. I love music, but I'm just not musically inclined. Let me ask you here this morning, how many of you are musically inclined, blessed with that? Raise your hand high. I'd like to see who you are. Ah, boy. God bless you. Use it for the Lord. It's a great gift to have. If you only knew how we who are, incapacitated that way, envy you. You would do solos and, you know, bless your church with it. If you have that talent and God has given you that, bless the body of Christ with it. Don't hold it back. You know, it says here, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord." What a wonderful blessing that is to the body of Christ when people do that. I always wanted to. I have to tell you this. We had a choir in Kingsburg, and Yes. My heart wanted to just serve the Lord. I love music. And so I would sit there. And when they went over parts, they would go over, let's do the altos now. They would do the altos. Then they would do the sopranos. And then, guess where I always was? Try to do the melody. You know? Try, Keith? They never went over the melody part. I always felt so insignificant. You know? Should we try the... No, Keith, you just sing with the rest. But you know, it's great when you hear them sing like that to the Lord. And this psalm says, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. It's okay sometimes to have a shout. It's not just being Pentecostal, please. God doesn't, you know, there's nowhere in the Bible that says, be Pentecostal. Sometimes I say, it's okay, let's be charismatic. But it's okay once in a while to have a shout. Shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Verse 2 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Sorry about the commentary, but it comes to me. My sister Helena is the most quiet person that really I know. In fact, growing up, I called her Turtle. Because she never made a peep. She was so quiet. You know, and the poor girl. God brought her family into a Pentecostal work. You know? And there was Helena in her shell. Till one Sunday evening, the Holy Spirit fell. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. You remember that, Mom? Quiet Turtle. Shouting to the Lord. Like some sort of... pew jumping, holy rolling, charismatic Pentecostals, you know. What happened to Helena? She was just set free and she just was shouting hallelujah. It rocked my world because that wasn't her, but she got such a sight of the Lord, you know. She had, when you see Jesus, what's going to be the response? You know, the turtles are going to shout. That's what's going to happen. You can't help it when you get a sight of him. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God. I like that. For the Lord is the great God. It goes on, and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his. And he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. What a combination. This great and awesome God that he's just described, and then there's us. We're just the sheep. But the psalmist connects us together, doesn't he? He's great and awesome. We're just sheep, but we're his. And that's wonderful. Then the psalm takes a twist. And this will come together later on in this service. This psalm takes a twist. After this great call to worship, here comes this warning. Today, if you'll hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the days of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation, and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore my wrath, and it ends with this, they shall not enter my rest. Oh, let's not be stubborn today. Let's not be stubborn this morning. Let's not give in to any kind of natural tendency at all, if there's any in you, to keep your mouth shut or, you know, go with how you feel or go with what maybe your morning disposition is. Hopefully it's good and cheerful. But to go with anything like that, let's not be stubborn. Let's come and worship him.